It's Monday, July 22nd, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Livestock sales broke records again at the Barron County Fair. Police warn of a bait-and-switch social media scam. State Democrats react to President Joe Biden not running for a second term. And last month's rains broke the state's ongoing drought. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Livestock sales records were broken once again at the Barron County Fair, with businesses and individuals stepping up to support medical expenses for a youth exhibitor. Amber Gonski with details.
The Barron County Fair hosted their 59th Junior Livestock Sale, once again breaking records and shattering a previous high. The sale featured 95 lots of beef, market lambs, and hogs. Total sales were $288,189, another record up slightly from the previous high sale last year of $286,918. Total beef sales up from last year with a record $171,299. Average price $6,117, $4.63 per pound. High sale for beef was $10,657, high price $8.25. Total hog sales $66,609, with the average hog $1,624, and average price $6.04 per pound. High hog was $2,734, high price $11.25 per pound. Total lamb sales broke records with $45,661, average sale $1,630, with the average price $11.23 per pound. The high lamb sale shattered records at $8,470, $55 per pound. Holly Hargrave, exhibitor of the high lamb, planned to donate proceeds toward the medical expenses of fellow exhibitor Lexi Anderson, who awaits a heart transplant. The buyer requested to sell the lamb again. The second sale brought in $50 per pound, a third buyer at $43 per pound, and a fourth buyer at $30 per pound. The grand total raised $27,412. I'm Amber Gonski.
A new social media scam is using a bait-and-switch approach to fool users into clicking on harmful links. Marathon County Sheriff's Detective Bradley Tatro says it starts with a post that seems well-intentioned, like a missing person or animal.
Once that has spread far and wide, then the original poster can change what that post is from that lost missing person or animal to, say, a product that now has a bunch of shares and a bunch of likes.
Tatro says scammers are looking to install malware on a device or entice users to provide personal data. The changed post may feature a link or a fake sale to trick people to providing banking or other personal data. Tatro says the suspicious posts will often have their comments turned off to encourage sharing. He also says be suspicious of any post in a local group that comes from a new account or one with very few followers. Wisconsin Democrats react to President Joe Biden's decision to withdraw from his re-election campaign. Bob Haig tells us more.
State Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler said in a statement that Biden will be remembered as one of history's greatest presidents and deserves profound gratitude for his patriotism and leadership. The statement did not mention Vice President Kamala Harris, who Biden's endorsed and who's scheduled to be in Wisconsin tomorrow. Earlier on Sunday, USA Today published contents of a letter signed by Wickler and six other state party chairs reaffirming their support for the president. They wrote that Biden could defeat what they summarized as the MAGA threat of abortion bans, dictatorship, and giveaways to billionaires. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The city of Barron is flushing fire hydrants today and tomorrow, July 22nd and 23rd, from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Some residents may see discolored water from their taps, and they can run the faucet until the water clears. Barron's Water Department recommends not doing laundry during the day today and tomorrow. A wet June puts Wisconsin's drought in the rearview mirror. It wasn't the wettest June on record, but the Wisconsin Climatology Office reports most locations received at least 6 inches of rainfall, with a statewide average of just under 7 inches. That's 48%, or just over 2.25 inches more than normal, making it the sixth wettest June going back to 1895. And while all that rain following a very wet May crushed the drought, it also meant lots of flooding and storm damage. And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.